Hello and welcome. Hello, Jonathan.
It's been ages. Santi, long time, no?
Hace mucho tiempo que no hacemos un podcast juntos.
Es verdad, ¿no? Es verdad, sí, sí. La última vez fue con Matthew. Y,
es que no me quieres, Johnny. Siempre estás con Matthew.
Qué barbaridad. Qué barbaridad. No me digas esas cosas. That hurts.
No, me tienes totalmente abandonado. Solo quieres a mí o a Matthew. Y yo, nunca. Bueno, today we have something special, which is the second part of our true crime series. Remember, ¿os acordáis que hicimos un podcast hace tiempo con Alin sobre el caso del secuestro de el bebé Lindbergh, the Lindbergh baby kidnapping case? So if you missed the previous episodes, we recommend listening to podcast 20, Solve This Mystery and Practice That Simple. Recomendamos ir al podcast que hicimos con Alin, because today we will dive deeper into the investigation using there was and there were. Vamos a aprender there was y there were esta estructura. So, and questions about the past. Was there or were there? So, if you're ready, we will start. What do you think about it, John?
Yeah, and remember, our episodes are designed for busy people like you. So you can learn English quickly, a few minutes in a day. So, yeah. Bueno, pues, Santi, let's get started, ¿no?
Very good. Yeah, yeah. Let's do it. So we have a dialogue, okay? So who do you want to be?
I prefer to be the guilty part, no? Just the suspicious part. I think I choose just the Mr. Hudman role. Okay. Yeah.
You really like to play the bad guy.
The bad guy. That's true. Yeah.
Very good. So we will start with our dialogue, and I start, Mr. Hudman. Thanks for staying with us. I have a few more questions.
Sure, detective. I'll do my best to answer.
Great. So, was there a nursery on the second floor of the Lindbergh's house?
Yes, there was a nursery there.
Were there any other rooms nearby?
Yes, there were two other bedrooms and a bathroom.
Okay, in the nursery, were there any toys on the floor?
No, there weren't any toys on the floor. It was very tidy.
Okay, that's interesting. Wasn't there a ransom note found in the nursery?
Yes, there was a ransom note on the windowsill.
Ah, what about the footprints around the house?
Yes, there were footprints under the nursery window. They were hard to measure.
I see. Was there anything unusual in the nursery?
No, there wasn't anything unusual. But there was mud on the floor.
Aha. At your home, were there any visitors at night, last night?
No, there weren't any visitors. I was alone.
Are you sure? Was there any noise outside your house, Mr. Hudman?
No, there wasn't any noise. It was a quiet night.
Ah, okay. Thanks for the information, Mr. Hudman. This really helps our investigation.
I really hope you find who did this, detective. I didn't kidnap the baby.
Yeah, sure. We will keep looking into every detail, Mr. Hudman. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye, detective. I feel now just a little bit nervous, no?
Why? You shouldn't be nervous if you're not guilty.
If you're innocent.
Okay, we take a break. We just started because we want to tell our listeners, wherever you are, if it's YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitch, Spotify, Apple Music, whatever you listen to podcasts, what do you need to do, John, if we don't want to miss any podcast?
Well, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, give us a like, platforms like, as you said, YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitch. And if you enjoy our content, then you can also listen not only to our Chinese podcast, our English podcast, but we have also Chinese and Japanese. No? So with Hanyu Chinese School, and of course our famous English podcast. People like our podcast, eh, Dante?
I'm surprised they do like us. Would they?
So well, don't miss out. Don't miss out our podcast.
Yeah,
no es los perdáis. Está muy bien.
If you enjoy them half as much as we enjoy them, then it's yeah, because we really have fun making them. Yeah. So.
And they pay us for this, Santi. Just that.
Yeah. It should be for free, Johnny. I don't know. Like, I just get to spend a little bit of time with friends, having a cup of tea, just talking about things that we want to talk about anyway. Like,
that's true. Yeah. hope Ollie's not listening to this or watching this podcast. So,
Oh, yeah. Very good. Now, questions for listeners, Johnny.
Yeah. So now it's your turn, friends. If you have listened to our previous dialogue, question. What was found on the windowsill in the nursery the night of the kidnapping? So we'll give you four options. There was a toy. There were footprints. There was a ransom note. Or there were visitors. Sandy?
To be honest, I don't know. We will see at the end of the episode, and let's see if you guessed it right. Was there a toy? There was footprints. There was a ransom note. Or there were visitors. What was in the windowsill? What significa a windowsill? What significa a windowsill, Jonathan?
I have not a clue, amigo. Just la base, ¿no?
En español.
That's right, ¿no? Yo sé que no sé la palabra en español. I don't know. Qué mal estamos en español, Santi. Our Spanish is terrible.
Sí, so. Si lo sabéis, nuestros oyentes, si sabéis cómo se dice windowsill en español, qué es lo que hay abajo, la parte de abajo de la ventana, nos lo decís, que la verdad es que no tengo ni idea.
That's it.
Okay, so. Let's start with the grammar explanation. Today we saw lots of sentences with there was, there were, in affirmative sentences and in negative sentences. So we will focus on using there was and there were in this podcast. And also we will see the questions, was there and were there. So for example, we saw there was. This is used to indicate something singular that existed in the past. For example, we saw the sentence, there was a nursery on the second floor. There was a nursery on the second floor. Nursery significa guardería, nursery. So, había una guardería en el segundo piso. There was a nursery on the second floor. And also we saw there were. It's used for plural things that existed in the past. For example, there were footprints under the nursery window. There were footprints under the nursery window. Había huellas, footprints, pero huellas de pie, ¿eh? Footprints. Había huellas debajo de la ventana de la guardería. ¿Mm? Remember, footprints, huellas de pie, fingerprints, huellas de dedo, las huellas dactilares.
Por lo menos algo sabemos. Eso sí.
Algo sabemos.
Todavía estoy pensando, ¿eh? Es que no sé si. Marco, ¿no? El marco de la.
¿No? Puede ser. Ah, ¿sabes cómo se dice? Alféizar.
¿No? Wow, come on. Is that a word?
Sí, el alféizar, que eso suena a palabra árabe. Esto nos lo han dejado los.
Yeah, that's right. That's not a Spanish word. That's...
Alféizar, qué bonito, ¿eh?
Alféizar. Oye, está chula esa palabra, sí.
Sí, sí. Yo... Tengo una página web, alféizar.com.
Alféizar. That's right. Muy bien, bueno, pues oye, ya tenemos una palabra interesante en español, ¿eh? So we are learning Spanish too. So that's a good thing.
Yeah. I think that was the the goal for our listeners to learn.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. But well, maybe some even they didn't know the word. No, just I would say Marco. That's it.
Oh, yes, that's it.
How about Peter? Good. So then you were talking about the positive, no, the positive way. To say there was there were, but how? What about when we say no había, no, no había, en singular y en plural. Para el singular, there wasn't. Okay, so it's used to say something singular didn't exist. So we had the example: there wasn't anything unusual in the nursery. There wasn't. No había nada raro. Nada, no había nada inusual en la guardería. Y el there weren't lo utilizamos para multiple things. Didn't exist, para plurales. Example, there weren't any toys on the floor. There weren't any toys. Así que no había juguetes.
Very good, very good. So we have it, we understand now the structure. There was, there were, and there wasn't, and there weren't.
There weren't.
Now, let's do a little interactive exercise with our listeners. Let's do this quick exercise. And we will ask some questions, and you can answer at home. We will leave a little bit of seconds, not minutes, seconds for you to think. So, was there a ransom note in the nursery? Was there a ransom note in the nursery? What do you think, Johnny?
Let our listeners think, but I would say yes, there was a ransom note.
Very good. Oh, thank you. So there was a ransom note. Another question. Were there any toys on the floor? Were there any toys on the floor? Do you remember, Johnny?
Yeah. Let's give a few seconds to our listeners. I would say no. There weren't any toys on the floor.
Very good. So we've seen these negative structures. Now, the last question. Were there any visitors last night? Were there any visitors last night? How would you reply to this if you were listening? Were there any visitors last night?
I think he said, no, there weren't any visitors. There weren't any visitors.
Very good. So we see how we make this structure. Was there? Were there? For questions. And then for answering, there was, there wasn't, there were, or there weren't. Now, we have talked a lot. Hemos hablado mucho de este caso, pero es un caso real. Vamos a hablar un poquito sobre el caso de ese señor, que era Charles Lindbergh. ¿Qué sabemos de este caso, Johnny?
Well, I mean, just we will wrap up the real life case, no, of the Lindbergh baby kidnapping, no, lo tenemos ahí en la foto. So yeah, so the baby's body was found on May the 12th, 1932. So, wow, that's 92 years ago.
100.
Nearly 100, near the Lindbergh's home. And
my was alive.
Bruno Richard Hauptmann, the guy I was playing the role, Bruno Richard Hauptmann, was arrested in September 1934, so that's 2 years later. And he was found guilty of murder, and he was executed in April 1936. Aquí no se andaban con tonterías.
No. And they concluded he was guilty because they found gold certificates from the ransom in his possession. So his handwriting matched the ransom notes and several pieces of evidence, including the ladder used in the kidnapping linked to the crime. However, some theories that are more recent suggest that Charles Lindbergh, the father, may have been involved in some way. Have you heard of this?
No. But anyway, Charles Lindbergh was a famous American pilot. known for his solo flight across the Atlantic in 1927. I think there is a film, no, about this guy.
Yeah, several. He appears in lots of media. Yes, it's quite well known. Not for us, for Spanish people, but American people, they all know Charles Lindbergh. Yeah, it's very memorable.
Yeah. So, but after his son's death, some researchers have speculated that Lindbergh, who believed in the eugenics, the eugenics movement.
Yeah,
I think we have to explain all this. he could have arranged the kidnapping because of his son's health problems, and this remains a controversial and unproven theory. Yeah, but it adds more mystery to this case.
Yeah, I think the eugenics movement has something to do with race. Like they wanted to, like some people that deserve to live longer and have babies. But if you were sick or viewed from an inferior race, you would not have babies or children because it was better, you know, only healthy and good.
Only healthy and good looking. Yeah.
Yes. Something like that. But don't take my, yes, please do your own research. Yes. But the thing is that there's lots of speculation because this man was later very, very important in history. He was against the American involvement in Second World War. So, it was very, very controversial. So, earlier, we asked, Donny, what was found on the windowsill in the nursery at the night of the kidnapping? And what was the answer, Donny?
Well, it was a ransom note. It was a ransom.
En el Alféizar.
En el Alféizar. Bueno, qué palabra más bonita hemos aprendido hoy, Santi. Yo creo que si tengo un hijo algún día, a lo mejor le pongo Alféizar.
Very good, very good. Well, Johnny, what do we need to do if we want to learn English or other languages?
Well, first, thank you. Thank you for listening, everybody. But if you want to continue practicing your English, with, of course, real-life mysteries like, for example, this one today. It was an interesting one, yeah? You have to visit Trainang, trainang.com. And don't forget, at Trainang, you can learn English in a way that's personalized, effective, private teachers, like Santi, like me, like Matthew, or Aline, and access our campus online. There, on our campus, you'll find interactive exercises, flashcards, webinars, to help you master English faster than ever. Vas a aprender un montón de inglés con nosotros.
Te vas a hartar de aprender inglés. Sí.
y palabras en español, ¿eh? Algunas, como Alféizar.
Alféizar, exactly. Yes, we have courses in all levels to ensure that you speak English with confidence. And now there is a deal. Si quieres aprender inglés, ahora es el mejor momento porque tenemos ofertas para en septiembre de vuelta al cole. Así que, si queréis, apuntaros en trainang.com.
Y si quieren aprender algún otro idioma, if you are interested in learning more languages, you master English already, and you think, well, let's go for another language. Well, Chinese, Japanese, Korean.
Or French.
So visit trainland.com and explore everything we have to offer.
Very good. Well, nice to see you again, Johnny, and I'll see you very, very soon.
Yes, amigo. See you soon. Thank you. Santi.
Bye-bye.
Bye.